This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Can't get enough of Boomer and Carton in the morning. Al Dukes and Jerry Recco are here with some sports news and updates they didn't have time to cover.
Here we go!
It's the Boomer and Carton Postgame Show with Al and Jerry.
All right, here we go on the podcast. We wrap up the week on a Thursday. What's up, 7 Line Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Did you get a bunch of tweets from the 7 Line today for wearing their t-shirt?
I didn't get one freaking tweet, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Darren, they're used to it now.
They're taking it for granted, Jerry.
Perhaps they are.
Taking it for granted. Well, the other thing is the King of Queens, that guy Kevin James.
Yes.
He wears it on national television.
So you've been shoved aside.
I've been pushed aside.
Theoretically, this is national television.
Not network, though. Network television is still a little different.
Hey, look at Dana Jacobson on TV interviewing the Ballers.
The Ball Brothers.
That's their name.
The Balls.
The Balls.
You've got some balls, little Lonzo Ball Brother.
Remember when Dana was here every morning?
Yes.
It feels like forever ago.
Yes.
That they started that network. And she was
CBS
here.
CBS Sports Network.
She was here. It was Brandon and Tiki, right? Brandon
Tierney and Tiki Barber and Dana Jacobson.
Right. And so now Brandon and Tiki are afternoons to go over for Gottlieb.
Right.
But now we get Gio and Jones.
Correct. And the Damon and the Laura show.
Midday. Right.
Jerry, I've been getting a lot of information and people very interested in our potential alpaca trip.
Right. By the way, not many people are really interested in exercising.
No, turns out.
Three or four.
Most people would rather go look at alpacas.
And then go get chocolate milkshakes.
Yes, rather than actually do exercise in Homedale Park. Those are the two options we threw out there. Mark Gorman sends me a direct message on Twitter, Jerry. I heard you mention the alpaca farm in Wall, New Jersey on the morning show. My girlfriend is hosting a happy hour there next Thursday night with her mobile caravan bar.
Is that the 22nd?
Yeah, I believe so. You and your girlfriend are welcome to come have drinks and pet some alpacas, which led me to go to the website for this alpaca thing. They do weddings there.
Sure.
Because it's a big farm as well.
Yeah.
But they appear to only be open to the public on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
The other days, like, you could do special events there.
Right, but you can't go there on Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
It doesn't appear
that
way.
Where are the alpacas?
Yeah. You can see them from the road.
Right.
But then I also Wikipedia'd alpacas, because I know llamas will spit at you.
Right.
Alpacas will spit as well. But generally, the Wikipedia page said that an alpaca will only spit at other alpacas, though occasionally they will spit at a human. But it's not just regular spit, Jerry. This is disgusting. It's green stomach acid that they spit at you.
All right.
So you're out.
I really need to know that.
So thank
green
you.
Green stomach acid.
Thank you, Mike Gorman, for pointing that out about
alpacas. That's disgusting.
Yep.
All right.
But people are into it, Jerry. I like this idea. You know, Bruce Wayne, or the guy who played Bruce Wayne.
Batman.
What was his name? Adam West. Played the original TV Batman.
Yeah.
Well, he passed away. Tonight in Los Angeles, they're having a ceremony where the Los Angeles City Hall is going to put out the bat signal.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
That should be done in New York.
Yes.
But that's great that LA's doing it.
Yes, and they are encouraging you to come dressed as Batman.
Serious question. How many people will see that and think that LA is calling for Batman to help with something?
There will be some people.
It has to be, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God, it is real.
9 p.m. tonight, the bat signal is going to go up. I like that.
I think that's tremendous. I will be in Los Angeles in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well.
It would be nice to be there with the bat signal going up.
I would look out for the bat signal if I were you, Jerry.
Yes.
Here's an update from a story we did, believe it or not, back in September. It was a man in Kansas City named Lawrence John Ripple. He robbed a bank in Kansas City, Jerry.
Hey, Ripple, you got some nipple.
And he was happy to get caught.
Why?
You might recall.
I do, maybe getting away from his wife or girlfriend or something.
You might recall, Jerry, the 71-year-old man had had enough of his wife and wanted to go to prison instead of live with his wife.
I remember this, yes.
Well, quite an ironic turn has happened from this story, Jerry. On Tuesday of this week, he was sentenced for his crime. He pleaded guilty to bank robbery in January and was given 6 months home confinement.
House arrest. Awesome.
Not only now does he have to go back to his wife.
He can't leave.
He can't leave.
Wow, you talk about a plan backfire. By the way, how does that go when you are released?
Yeah.
And you've got to face her, who right. You clearly can't stand the sight of.
Right.
Is she even still there?
Well, check this out, Jerry. The public defender described the robbery at the time as a, quote, cry for help, and said Ripple is now remorseful and taking medication for depression. Ripple says, quote, I feel great now. I feel like my old self.
And by the way, home confinement, while it's not fun, you can't go anywhere, you're not in jail.
Oh, I wouldn't mind home confinement.
To me, that's like getting away with your life is home confinement.
That's possibly true.
By the way, you should test the limits. You should research what could I get away with where the maximum penalty is home confinement.
Right.
I'm trying it.
You're right, because even with home confinement, sometimes you can get a work release for a couple hours.
Right, you probably wear like a ankle band or something.
So that's essentially what I do. I get a work release. I come home. I come to work, and then I go home.
You know I can't drive the hour to Spring Lake this weekend. I'm stuck here.
Do you know legitimately what my plan is this afternoon? Like, I'm not trying to say this to be funny.
Today?
Yes.
I my guess would be sleep the afternoon away.
I'm not even kidding. This is in my head what I plan on doing.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go home, eat some lunch. Then I want to learn on the piano the Biz Markie song, Just a Friend.
Okay. Well, why is that funny? I think
because
that's
I'm
great.
47. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah, but you're learning different. So I don't think.
You don't think that's weird?
No, I really don't. Actually, you're learning a song.
I heard that song in Craig's office the other day. It's all piano. Right. One riff over and over again.
Right.
So I went on YouTube. Someone shows you how to do it. I'm like, I'm going to do that later.
It would be interesting if, let's say, my wife and the boys had like a school trip planned for like 3 or 4 or 5
yes.
days during the week. Still working and everything, and I could live your life for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just once. Just a week.
Just a week. Couple days.
Go play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nap.
Take a nap in the afternoon.
I'm not learning an instrument. I'm not doing that.
Have some dinner.
But just go to bed at 7:30 if mm-hmm. I so choose.
If you want.
7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a movie.
Oh,
how about,
sure.
Or maybe read a book.
Oh, read a book. That'd be nice.
There's a lot to choose from.
Yes, there's so much to do, Jerry.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. How is life? Good?
Pretty good. Want to do some laundry as well?
Well, that seems boring.
But not boring.
I wouldn't do that. I would drop it off and pick it up.
But laundry's good because it feels like you did something when, in fact, you did nothing.
Right. Well, because you've done nothing all day, right? You're not exactly cleaning the laundry over a rock and then hanging it out on a line.
Right.
And having to fold it and any of that.
Correct.
You take it out of the dryer, fold it, put it away.
Yes. And yet, like when my girlfriend goes, what are you doing today? I will actually include laundry as a thing.
Even
on
if
my
you're
list.
Not?
No, because I am, but oh. I'll be like, I got this laundry. As
right.
if. You're right. Like, I'm taking it down to the pond and beating it.
That's right.
On a rock to get the stains out.
Yes, you beating it is not a good visual.
Not a good visual, Jerry.
No.
Then I got this. Many, many alert Twitter followers sent this to both me and you.
Oh, me too?
Yep. A man in China, 22-year-old gentleman, was suffering from a disorder called Hirschsprung's disease.
Okay.
Since birth. 22 years old, doctors removed 3 feet of colon packed with 30 pounds of impacted fecal matter.
He was only 22 years old?
He was only 22 because he never pooped.
So fair to say he was full of crap.
Full of crap, Jerry. No
that
more,
is
though.
Terrible.
30 pounds. They said he would take laxatives, but this disease kills the, there's nerve endings in your colon which let you know when it's time to go.
Right.
His nerves are not working.
What I don't understand, though, is how do you get to that point?
Yeah.
Like, I would think, all kidding aside, and I know you only go to the bathroom 4 times a month, but for you, mm-hmm. let's say you went a whole month without going, you would think something's up.
Right.
For most people, if you go 3 or 4 days, to be like, boy, something's not right.
Right.
You probably don't feel great. You get to a week, you got to go to a doctor, I
yes.
would think. There's no way 30 pounds is building up in a week. How do you get that far along to where that is sitting inside you? And how did he look pregnant?
Well, he did look pregnant. In fact, that's exactly what they said. He looked pregnant. The parents never thought the man's problem was an issue, and that's why he didn't show up needing help until he was reportedly having difficulty speaking, and his skin was stretched to the point it had rubbery texture to it.
Oh, God. Wow. That's just disgusting. Poor guy.
Despite frequent use of laxatives, the man had not been able to attain a significant degree of relief. The laxatives didn't work. It says here, in short, it didn't work because laxatives aren't meant to replace the natural nerve endings to get things moving along.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just want to vomit thinking about that.
Yes, 30 pounds of... 3 feet of colon, 30
I'm not
pounds.
Even kidding you. How does someone like that now find a date?
Well, now he's lost his pregnant belly.
That doesn't matter. In this day and age, you meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Al, I go to the doctor, people Google me.
Right.
Just they want to know who's coming in.
Right.
A lot of people won't show up. If you show up, it means either A, someone has, you've done something, you've been in a newspaper article, you do something like we do, or you're a criminal.
Yes.
So people will put your name in Google. If you're dating, let's say you're a 25-year-old woman in this day and age, social media, all the stuff that's out there online, and you had a date with someone, would you not at least search them on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Search them in Google?
Yes.
So you search this poor son of a bitch, and that's the first thing that comes up. How could you ever look at him?
Oh, I'm going out with that guy who had 30 pounds of fecal matter removed from his intestines.
Right. I feel bad for the guy. Guy's got a disease. That's terrible.
Although he must have a new lease on life with having 30 pounds removed.
I agree. I'm just talking about relationship-wise going forward. We always talk about these poor guys that chop their own penises off.
Correct.
Or do God knows what else with their penises.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all sorts of poor guys that's got a 6-foot penis hanging from him.
Right, we've done them all. We've done all these stories.
How long was that one?
Yeah, long. It was like a 3-foot penis.
Right. So, I mean, think about it.
We've done all these stories, Jerry, over the years.
I feel bad for people like this.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I get the sense you don't. I do.
No, I do feel bad for this guy.
Right, but then you move on to your turkey sandwich.
Then I move right on, yeah.
Life continues.
Learning that piano song like I mentioned earlier.
Ding, you got ding, what ding. I need.
That seems like a fun song. Like if you were at someone's house and they had a piano.
Agreed.
And you started playing it, people would be like, what is that? I know that song.
If you would have done that in Vegas.
Because
you started playing the piano.
Right.
In the Vegas hotel last year.
Yes.
For the other fight, which I was not at, but you guys were there. And we had the video and the audio that we played of you playing whatever it was. Now
Drops
imagine,
of Jupiter.
Right. Now imagine.
In a piano store.
The whole play, everybody that's there is singing it.
Right.
That's a fun song.
Or the next time we do a live remote with Bob Holding Band, I just get on the keys and start jamming that out.
No, when is that? When we have another one of those?
Well, I'm sure at some point next.
We have one
Saint
next
Patrick's
Thursday in Grand Central.
Oh, right.
Do we have any others on? I guess
on the docket. We do the 9/11, the show where we go to BGC.
I just mean for the summer.
Yeah, for
We've
the
got
summer. No,
that
that's
one
it.
In Mohegan, and that's pretty much
that's it.
Correct. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Okay, good. The less remotes, the better.
Yes, that's what
I like
I
going
say,
to Borgata, yeah. And I like going to Mohegan.
Yes.
I don't like other ones.
Right, the ones just out in public.
Yeah, not easy. The bar ones are really tough, I find.
We like the ones where we go someplace the night before.
Yes.
They feed us and put us in their hotels.
Bang.
And then the next morning, we're just an elevator ride down
Love
from
that.
Work.
Sleep a little later.
That's perfect.
Get that. I'm with you totally. So, all right, we got a couple of those. That's a good
Perfect.
Thing. Hey, do you remember the other day we were talking about I think we did this on the warm-up, not on the podcast. The Freeze, the guy from Atlanta. runs around the track, gives the people a head start, and it kind of became, he'd been doing it for a while, but it really became viral when the kid fell down and he passed him the other night.
So it's like one of these things like in Washington when the presidents run around the
right.
The outfield. This is a man in a Mr. Freeze type of tight outfit.
Right.
He races against fans,
yes.
You're saying.
And the one kid had him beat the other day. And
really?
Against the Mets. Did you even see this?
Oh, this is the kid that fell down?
Yeah. That's what I said. A guy fell down the other day.
Okay, I'm going to start listening right now.
Right. Anyway, this guy's become like an overnight sensation. I just went out to the newsroom to do the wins update. I look up. He's being interviewed on MLB Network.
Mr. Freeze. Is he in the outfit on MLB Network?
He's not. I mean, SNY uncovered his identity the other night.
Right.
So I guess it was Sunday they did that. But yeah, like it's... Like, look at this kid. Good for him.
Good for him is right.
I think that's awesome.
I hope he doesn't pull a hammy being Mr. Freeze running around trying to win in a race and gets injured because somebody else will scoop it right up.
You ever wonder how it can take something like he was just doing his job. Next thing you know, it's all over the internet, and now they're putting him on a network show or a cable network show. And it brings me back to, and I said this to Kim, I'll never forget the morning I saw it, when Seinfeld mentioned you. And your Twitter handle?
Right.
I said, you watch, within 6 months, Al's going to have something with Seinfeld, because I just thought he took a liking to you.
He did, yes.
Now, that didn't happen.
That did not happen.
But to me, like, it's that close.
Right, you never know.
To going from who you are to jumping another level 2, 3, or 4.
Well, that's what, and you and I think, talked about this when I had that podcast where I interviewed people about their careers.
Yes.
And I think you and I talked about it then. WFAN used to be a place that others would, they'd pick off talent from.
See, I disagree with you. I don't
really
think people pick you off. I think if you so choose, you try to use this as a launching point. It depends on where you are. To me, it's funny. When I was growing up, to me, this was always the place I wanted to be. I never had an interest in television. Never. And the times I've done it, I don't like it. I don't like the control, the people are telling you in your ear what to do, when to do it, how to do it, how much time you have. I don't like that. I love radio. I always have. That's why I like doing Rutgers on the radio. Columbia, yes, I know internet, but radio style. I love that. To me, this was always like, this was it. If I could get here, I feel like I've made it,
Jerry.
And I've said to you many times, I set a lot of goals when I was in my early 20s. I've reached them, which is weird. Not exactly where I'd like to be, but...
Or you had lower goals.
I don't think they were low, Al, but thank you for trying to knock me down, you jerk.
I see.
Point is, I'll give you an example. Kevin Burkhardt. Kevin Burkhardt was not picked off by SNY or Fox.
Oh, see, I thought he was one of the guys that got picked off.
Kevin Burkhardt, when he was working here full-time, and yeah, I probably shouldn't tell this story, actually. Let's move on.
Maybe he told it in the podcast I interviewed him.
You know, he might have. It's really actually nothing. There's nothing bad about it. When there was word that they might be looking for someone else.
On SNY.
Broadcast or when SNY was beginning, Kevin's goal was to do TV. And I remember talking to him. He was at Fan. He wasn't just hanging out. Hey, they made me full-time. Great. I'm good. He's, all right, I want to work on that network. I'm a Met fan. I like the idea of being there. And he made a point to do everything he could to get there. He got there. Now, did Fox pick him off from SNY? 100%. Once you got on TV, see how good he is. He's a decent-looking guy. No question about it. But he wasn't picked off by SNY. He went after it, and he got it. So I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Oh, see, I always thought the opposite happened with all these guys. That they were at FAN, and while they were sitting at FAN doing radio, TV was whispering in their ear, come to television.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I mean, I've been lucky enough to have a couple of other jobs outside of here. There's no question I got because I'm here. I mean, I'm not stupid enough to not think. I don't have the Rutgers job, I don't believe, if I'm not here. I would not, if I quit here and I was just doing Columbia basketball and football, I would not have gotten the Rutgers job. Being here is important. I mean, there's certain notoriety, there's certain attention you get for it, and I think it can help you along the way, working for Compass Media and doing the Cowboy stuff. I got that partly because I'm here. And even this, call it what you want, I worked for a company called Cinesport for 5 years. Al, it paid phenomenal money. that was, I got an email, and it's funny because I almost didn't open the email because I didn't recognize who sent it. I'm like, who's this guy? I open it up, and in the first line, you were referred to me by Iron Eagle. Okay, now I'm going to read it. All because we were here. So I do think it happens, but in terms of that big network stuff, I don't know. I don't know that that's true.
Hmm.
Like, who else would you, give me another example beyond Kevin.
I feel like anybody that is on television that worked here before got picked off by TV.
I'll say this. If you apply for other work from here, and this is on your resume, it ain't hurting you.
Right.
It's a big help. I forget who it was. I don't, might have been Duke Castiglione. He called me. I was on a golf trip with my dad and my brother. It's got to be 5 or 6 years ago. And I had never met him. He got my number from someone here. He called to see if I wanted to anchor Fox 5. I'm like, dude, I've never done it before. And he's like, oh, you have no experience? I'm like, no. I'm like, I mean, I'll come in, I guess. I'll try out. But so that was one where I got a nice call.
See, when I was a kid, that seemed like the best gig. I think Len Berman had it at the time when I was younger.
Yeah.
I thought, this guy's just doing, 5 minutes here. And then I'll see you at 10 or the 11 o'clock news, give you the 5 minutes.
And those jobs are going away, though.
Yeah, definitely. But that seemed like a nice gig.
I would agree. Remember when Marv Albert did it?
Yes, I do remember Marv Albert.
Think of that.
Because Marv Albert used to go on Letterman to do his Marv Albert Achievement Awards.
Right, yeah.
But he was just the local NBC guy.
Amazing. So, yeah, it's interesting. It really is.
Hmm.
I don't know,
Jerry. Well, this has been very interesting. I enjoy this, look back. Do you think FAN and radio still has that enormous pull to have on your resume?
Yeah, I do think. I think if you have this on your resume for something important,
mm-hmm.
not just WFAN tape op.
Right.
Which is still, let's say you go on MLB Network or MLB.com or MLB Radio to work in the newsroom. It's important. I don't think you can say I'm a tape op at FAN. I'd like to anchor.
Right.
I don't think that helps as much. But yeah, I still think this has some pull. I mean, the say what you want about the business, the call letters still mean something.
Mm-hmm.
I think you still have Mike Francesa, Boomer and Carton, and you got Joe and Evan in the midday fine. You're still the home of the Yankees, the home of the Giants. I think there's still a lot to this radio station.
Is there anyone that you can remember off the top of your head, a talent that left here and you thought was going, or someone who worked here that you worked with on whatever level, they were a tape cutter, they were a update guy, that you thought had potential to be a bigger player in the game, but the business beat them down and they left
because
they couldn't afford to stay at certain jobs.
I will give you a guy who I thought would be a big name in New York.
All right.
I think he's done well in Florida. I don't know how well. There was a guy, I actually interned with him in 1997. His name was Tom Krasnicki. Tom, he seemed to have it. Like he was up on everything. I thought he was a play-by-play / talk show host type. And for whatever reason, it never worked here. And I know he went to Tampa, and I think he was anchoring or hosting, maybe both, I don't know. But I thought he was super talented. And I think he's had a decent career, but never here. And I think he's tried on several occasions to come back, and it's never worked out for him.
And without naming names, I'm sure there are some people that left here, went on to bigger things, and you thought when they worked here, I would have never guessed they would have been successful.
Without naming names, there are several people.
Several people that
I do not understand have the jobs they have.
Right.
I don't know what people see in them.
Right.
We'll
now,
who
would those?
No, you just said anonymously.
Oh, I meant
that means I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I got it.
You know? Hmm. I'll just let that go.
All right.
I'm sure Eddie probably would tell you on mic. I will not.
Eddie would not tell on mic.
No chance?
No.
He's not dumb enough for that? You're
He's
right.
not.
He's too smart.
Yeah. Now, that's a guy who's seen a lot of people roll through.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody.
Different interns.
No doubt.
That sort of thing.
It is weird when you train somebody and then you see them pass you right by.
Yes.
You know, with different career goals.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, good for you.
See, I would not say good for you. I'd be like, I'd be jealous.
I got to be honest. I wouldn't either. I'm just trying to be nice right now on the podcast. Be like, you got to be effing kidding me. All right, I got to go.
All right, Jerry, the warm-up show is next. It airs on WFAN Live at 5:43 every morning. Jerry and I are here. We do it live, then we podcast it on the end of this thing, And here it is.
Ooh! It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's just like Boomer and Carton without Boomer or Carton. Good luck with that.
Hey, good morning. This portion brought to you by ADT. What is up, Mr. Dukes?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
What is going on? Some late baseball again last night?
Late baseball.
Last night? Yeah.
Let me give you this. First of all, as a Met fan, it was nice to see, you know, well, although Harvey had a terrible game, that game at 4-0 or 4-1, I think it was. It felt over.
I agree.
And yet they didn't give up.
No, they didn't.
And even when I saw Steven Matz coming up.
Which was awesome.
To pinch hit.
That was
the
awesome.
Bases loaded early in a game. It's
yes.
not like we were in the 18th inning.
It was the fourth inning.
It was the fourth inning.
Yeah.
And he got some infield single.
He did. He legged out an infield run in, which allowed the next fly ball to get another run in.
Right.
I thought it was awesome, actually.
Then I also was watching when Neil Walker hit that ground ball that he was running out to first base.
I mean,
it looked like he was shot with a BB gun in the back of his hamstring.
I know.
And they go, it could possibly be a hamstring.
Oh. But what else is it?
Right. Impossible that it might be a hamstring injury.
I think it's impossible that it's not.
Yes.
The way he grabbed the back of his leg. I mean, that was the definition of a hamstring pull. Who knows what it is, but got to be the hamstring.
So now you got Harvey going to see the doctor today. Neil Walker's getting an MRI.
Yeah.
The Mets are 8.5 back and have a four-game series
mm-hmm.
with the Nationals. I thought last night was a nice win to go into that series
with.
Yeah,
it would have been if everybody was healthy.
All right, yes, but being down early and not giving up,
I liked that. I agree, and good for Curtis Granderson. The home run, awesome, due to the three-run homer. All good, you know. But the fact remains, you know, you're looking at an infield now that looks nothing like what it's supposed to. At first, it was the rotation. Looked nothing like it was supposed to because of the injuries. Now you're looking at Jose Reyes at shortstop. Wilmer Flores will just roam all over the infield wherever they need him. You've got TJ Rivera up. God forbid they bring up Ahmed Rosario. It looks like now it's going to be Gavin Cecchini again. Why? Bring the kid up. I honestly don't understand. And they've got, you know, this... You know, they got an assortment of outfielders, which is good, but Cespedes is, can he play? Can he play? What's up with Conforto's back? And you're taking on the Nationals, who have not played well, and they got destroyed by the Braves yesterday. But if you want to make any, you know, they're 8.5 out in the division. You know they're 9.5 out in the wild card?
Who are the Mets?
Yeah. So it's not even like you can sit there and say, well, the division might be over, but hey, you know, they're only 4 out in the wild card race. No, between Colorado, L.A., and Arizona, they're 9.5 back. And I know they play L.A. next week, and I don't think they'll see Kershaw. But still, I mean, I just don't see it this year. How many more things can happen to this team? And I guess it's a credit to Terry Collins, I suppose. But, my God, every day it's something different.
And then the Yankee game was late, so obviously I didn't see it.
Yes.
Starting very late. And I count on my MLB.com to give me a light, nice highlight package, Jerry.
They don't do that anymore.
I get a highlight package. I read the articles. I normally go, okay, I have mm-hmm. a real feel. I have no feel for what went on in this Yankee game last night.
Well, I watched it when I got in this morning.
Other than they lost.
There are so many things that happened in this game. It's actually amazing when you look at Aaron Judge hitting a line drive that, boy, this Eric Young Jr., this guy has killed the Yankees the last couple of days. Judge hits a line drive that would have scored a run, and Young makes a diving catch on it, whatever inning that was. That was in the fifth inning, I think, or maybe whatever. No, that was in the seventh inning. In the fifth inning, Judge gets thrown out at home by Eric Young Jr., who, by the way, Judge should have never been sent, but he was thrown out by 10 feet.
Yeah, there's like a nice a still shot on the internet of the ball being released by Eric Young.
Yeah.
As
Judge is at third base?
Just leaving third base, yeah. Heading home.
And oh, by the way, he bobbled the ball. So not only was he thrown out by 7 or 8 feet, Young actually bobbled the ball before he got the throw off, and they still sent him. So be it. He also had an RBI single. You also had the home run by Andrelton Simmons as he's fallen down, which was pretty wild. And then you had the replay on the fly ball to the wall that Cole Calhoun believes he caught. They overturn it safe. Here comes Aaron Judge, and he grounds out. You also had errors all over the place. It was a very interesting game watching it this morning, you know, going through it quickly. But the Yankees dropped the last two. So there you go. You're caught up.
And they stay on the West Coast against Oakland
A's
now.
Yes, who really, I mean, they're just not good.
That's good. Well, let's go. The Yankees lost the series to the Angels. Let's pick it up.
And as good as the Yankees have been, do you realize their lead in the division is only two? Because the Red Sox have picked it up again. So While it seemed like for a while they kind of, the way they just ripped through Boston and Baltimore last week and created all this, I thought, some good separation, here come the Red Sox again, just two games out.
And now the boxing match is official, Jerry. Conor McGregor, the MMA star, versus Floyd Mayweather. I like that it's annoying boxing purists, like a Tony Page, like driving in.
Well, Tony hates MMA. That's why.
Right. But the boxing people hate that they think this is like some sort of spectacle for their sport or against their sport, that it's, you're having an MMA fighter box a boxer.
But here's the reason, at least in my opinion. Boxing as a sport has zero to gain from this. Now, Floyd Mayweather he's got everything to gain. He's going to make a fortune no matter what. But if you're boxing, what do you get from this?
But you have no stars anyway, so that's the problem.
I don't disagree with you. You're 100% right. I think it's a dying sport. That having been said, if he wins, he's supposed to win. If he loses, MMA, which really has kind of taken over the last few years, I mean, really, they just kind of put their foot on the throat of boxing.
But these boxing purists who are like, I can't believe they're doing this. Meanwhile, Muhammad Ali, who's the greatest boxer of all time, he fought a Japanese wrestler.
Yes.
I saw him one time getting a fireman carried by Gorilla Monsoon, the wrestler. And then there's video of Woody Allen boxing a kangaroo. So there's been other strange...
Well, I don't know that you keep Woody Allen in line with Muhammad Ali. I don't know if that counts.
I'm just saying, there's been other strange boxing events in our history.
True. I mean, the San Diego Chicken at some point probably took ground balls at shortstop. I don't know that baseball worries about that.
Got it.
So Woody Allen and the kangaroo.
All right. Well, then eliminate
really
Woody Allen versus the kangaroo, which is on YouTube, and I recommend looking at it because it is strange.
You think?
Well, it's Woody Allen in his younger days, but he's boxing.
Who cares if he's a
boxing
teenager? It's a kangaroo.
Well, Woody Allen would have
what
no
would
shot.
What would it take to get you in the ring with a kangaroo?
I would never fight an animal.
How about an alpaca?
No, I don't want to fight animals. You can't predict.
$50,000.
They're unpredictable.
$100,000.
To fight an alpaca or a kangaroo? I would not fight a kangaroo. They kick, they punch.
Headgear. You get headgear.
All right, headgear, I'm in.
All right, well, that was really tough.
Gorilla.
Can you rewind the tape 30 seconds ago?
Gorilla.
I will not fight an animal. $100,000 headgear. I'm in.
Gorilla. When I was a big wrestling fan, Jerry, I watched those Saturday morning wrestlings. There was one time, Gorilla Monsoon.
I remember him. Yeah.
He came in and Muhammad Ali was bad-mouthing wrestlers. And Gorilla Monsoon came into the ring, put him right up on his shoulders, Jerry, spun around really fast, make him dizzy. Dumped them.
Well, again, and we've mentioned this before. It's like the Rocky movie with Hulk Hogan, Thunderlips.
No, but this was real wrestling, Jerry.
Well,
this wasn't a movie.
Real. What is real about it?
Tell that to Muhammad
Ali.
Aside
from the physical nature of wrestling, which is ridiculous, how athletic they are and all that, and strong. Meh.
And then you watch also on YouTube, you can find Muhammad Ali fighting this Japanese wrestler. That dude
What was his name? Inoki?
Antonio Inoki, I think.
Right.
He was kicking Ali. Got to be careful.
Well, do you think, just quickly, do you think McGregor has any chance?
Yes.
I do, too.
Because he's a younger dude.
I agree. And he's crazy.
He's crazy. He's all hyped up.
And I do believe he is more of a boxing background than he does the MMA mixed martial arts. I think he's more of a boxer than anything.
I do think this, though. I think if he's getting his butt whooped boxing style early on,
forearms.
At some point, he's just going to go crazy. It'll be total chaos in the ring, Jerry.
Disqualifications,
yes.
How much does this fight cost, would you say?
On a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
What's a regular fight cost?
I honestly have not bought a fight since Tyson.
Yeah.
I think they're $150?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe 120. I don't think it's more than 150.
So out of touch right
now. It's going to cost us nothing because we'll be at Drumthwacking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Drumthwacket.
That's right. We're going to go to the governor's home.
By the way.
I saw all the news reports about that, so it is happening.
It's on.
It is on. And all right.
So we're Boomer and Carton coming up in about 5 minutes. A lot more to do here on The Fan. This portion brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. The boys are next on The Fan.
It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's like a podcast on the radio, sort of.
All right, welcome back. This portion is brought to you by CC's. If you're just waking up, the Yankees did lose last night to the Angels 7-5 on an Andrelton Simmons go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh. Mets came from 4-1 down, beat the Cubs 9-4. Curtis Granderson, his 300th career home run, snapping a 4-4 tie in the eighth inning. A couple of other things. This portion brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, party with bacon stuffed crust, a new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet, just five and change. At CC's, prices may vary. Did you notice that Chris Snee has a new job? I wonder where it is.
So I wanted to ask you, Jerry, Fugazi or not Fugazi?
Is that a new segment we're doing
now? Yeah. Chris Snee being hired.
Damon and Mandelbar show?
Fugazi. Chris Snee getting a job with the Jaguars. Shocker.
Good for him, though.
Good for him.
Why not? He played a decade in the NFL. Why can't you?
I wish my family would have something like
that.
They could have
the
handed
airlines.
Me for. No, that I would have had to do work.
Well, yeah.
Chris Snee is going.
Yeah.
Chris Snee is.
It'd be like
up.
If you were a scout
Chris
for members
is
only.
Going to work.
Or a
Fugazi
sales.
Or not Fugazi. Like be listening for our.